Greetings, everyone. We have a fantastic program for you today because we are covering the 88th Annual Bud Billiken Parade and Picnic. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier, and joining me as co-host is
Marshall Matthews. Hello, Chicagoland, and welcome to a very exciting show because we are going to have an experience talking about a parade that used to be one of the largest in the country and is still amongst the largest, and about the party that happens after. It's not just a parade, but it's a party going on at the end, too.
And we have on our live line Professor Maidi Sinstack Rice, President of Chicago Defender Charities. How are you today, Professor Rice?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm happy to be able to speak to you good people.
Well, we want to start off with you telling us about your background.
Okay, I'm glad to share. My grandfather is the founder of the Chicago Defender Charities, which is an arm of the Chicago Defender. Now, and this is something that a lot of people don't know. They tend to connect the Chicago Defender newspaper with the charities. And at one point, they were together. But now the Chicago Defender Charities runs as a separate entity. So I'm the president of the charitable arm. And the Chicago Defender Charities produces the Bud Billiken Parade. The founder of the Bud Billiken Parade is Robert Sinstack Abbott. That's my great-granduncle. He founded the Bud Billiken Parade in 1929. He founded the Chicago Defender newspaper in 1905. The purpose of the Bud Billiken Parade was to really highlight the talent of our children and our community and promote education. So he started out with the newsboys. And he would take, you know, he was just honoring them and their hard work, selling newspapers in rain, sleet, or snow. And he would give them bikes. He'd decorate the bikes. And they'd go down, they would go down the street with their bikes and their instruments and celebrate. And that's how the parade was started.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has evolved tremendously since then. Please give us, what is the date? Because I know it's always the second Saturday in August historically. But what is
Correct.
The actual date and time and place okay. of the parade this year?
Okay, so it's 10 a.m. is the start date, and that's our usual start date. Last year, it started a little earlier, but this year we're back to our normal start date of 10 a.m. It's this Saturday, August 12th. Is still on King Drive, Martin Luther King Drive, and we are excited about our Grand Marshal this year, is Chance the Rapper.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right off of his La-La performance, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. And you know, he's a great representation for the children because he really understands the importance of education. He supports education and is always looking for a way to, you know, help our youth to further be successful in life and so forth. So it just made perfect sense to have Chance the Rapper as our Grand Marshal.
Definitely. Now, I understand the size of the parade, and the parade takes hours. Do we have the same size this year?
Correct. This year, when you say size, as far as the participants
yes.
in the parade, we're about at 200 units. In the past, there might have been about close to 300. But one thing that a lot of people don't know, and, you know, there has been a cut down on all of the parades around the city
mm-hmm.
For various reasons because, you know, people need to be able to, even though they want to enjoy the parade, they also need to get back to their normal lives of being able to get around and with transportation-wise and so forth. Because once you have a parade, then you have to reroute the buses. There's a whole production, of course. And so with that said, this has been something that's going on around the entire city. But it's going to be an amazing parade. We actually have more units than last year. We're excited about the fact that we have South Shore Drill Team with us this year. And they are going to be, I just already know the production that they have, that they're about to put on is pretty amazing. So, and they always wow us every year anyway.
Chicagoland,
so another plus.
Chicagoland, if you have never been to the Bud Billiken Parade, it's not just a normal parade. It's the energy of the young mm-hmm. people who are participating, as well as the sponsors to try to bring the children who are along the parade route to be participants, or to give them things as they go down the parade route. It is a energy that very few parades could ever match. I would say this is the most energy-filled parade that we have in this city, and you really need to come out, and one, if you've never been there, just to come out and see it, but also to show our children support, because this is what this is about. This parade is not just about show, it's about showing our kids that we care about their education.
And Marshall mentioned that it used to be the largest parade in the country. Well, now it ranks second largest parade in the country, with more than 1.5 million people in attendance along the parade route, mm-hmm. you know, and it's also being televised. Can you tell us about that, Professor Rice?
Yes, every year we have television. There's a presence of people can watch it from, you know, of course they can watch it anywhere, but ABC7 is our media partner, and so I'd like everyone to tune in at 10 o'clock to 12:30. If they're not able to make it to the parade, they can definitely see it on Channel 7, and they have been a wonderful media partner just helping us to not only just, produce the parade on that day, but just getting the word out and letting people know about what we have coming up. So we're really excited about this year. And I checked the weather. It's supposed to be 77 and sunny. And so we're going to keep our fingers crossed. But that sounds excellent. Not too hot, not too cold.
And speaking of television broadcast, ABC 7 broadcast of the Bud Billiken Parade will be available on demand at ABC7chicago.com immediately following the broadcast, so you can actually see it twice and then again and again and again.
Excellent. Yes, definitely.
Yes, and it is so much to watch.
Oh yes. And being someone who plans on being along the sidelines that on Saturday, it's just the energy of the people. You have the people who are there are so friendly, and the kids will just come up and just be friendly too. It tells people that on the south side of the city, I don't care what you hear in the press, it's a heart of love and caring on the south side of the city. Don't be fooled by the press and things that you hear, but this is a parade that shows that there's more love than there is violence in this city.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No. That's right. And the theme this year is honoring our hometown heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really just lifting up those people who have been such a support, who, you know, have done so many amazing things, like Chance the Rapper, for example, and that they are such an inspiration to our children. So we're excited about that, too.
Okay. Well, I would like Marshall, you know, speaking of themes, to just give us some highlights of some of the themes that the Bud Billiken has honored each year.
Well, in the past, it's gone from things as simply as Americanism to let's parade the children's star of education, that Bud Billiken salute our children and our future. It saluted the family. Again, the theme of the time to encourage education. Education is a repeating theme amongst this parade. Yes, we can. It's the American way. Now more than ever. These are things that constantly show our children that we care not just about them playing, but about them being educated. The tribute to Barack Obama was one, President Barack Obama, let me get that straight, and empowerment of our youth through education, the one tool you can't lose. These are themes that to me, just seem to really be designed to uplift our children.
And, yes, definitely.
And I would just like to ask you, Professor Sengstack Rice, to give us the parade route. I understand it begins at Oakwood Boulevard. How far south is Oakwood?
Okay, so we're going to go, it's going to be King Drive starts at 39th Street on, so Oakwood, well, there's 39th and then you have Oakwood. So they also call that Pershing. Goes all the way to 51st Street.
Mm-hmm. And then when...
To Washington Park.
Washington Park.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it follows along King Drive all the way to 51st Street. Then it will continue on Ellsworth Drive in Washington Park from 51st Street all the way to Garfield Boulevard on 55th Street, where it will disband.
Exactly. And when you go to the end of the... When you make it to the end of the parade route, we'll have the after parade activities, which are amazing. There'll be performances. There'll also be many of our company sponsors will be there, and they're doing some amazing things in their tents. They have lots of giveaways and things like that. For instance, Harmony Health has a tent where they'll be have lots of fun activities for people when they come by their tent. FedEx, ComEd, Hyatt. So we have some great University of Chicago. So people need to come and check out the after parade activities as well and see what all of our major sponsors are doing, and because they have all kinds of fun stuff that they have, and activities and things like that, and giveaways that people would really enjoy.
And is there a website we could visit?
Yes, www.budbillikenparade.org.
And let's spell Billiken for everyone.
B-I-L-L-I-K-E-N, Billiken.
Okay.
Anybody want to know what that means?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. So the name came from a Chinese mythical character that is supposed to be kind of a protector and watcher over children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they got the name Billiken. Bud was part of a, we used to have the Bud Billiken News, and it was like an article, and we had, so it was a column in the newspaper years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where, so they put the two together.
Okay.
And came up with Bud Billiken.
All right. And, you know, over the years, it has just been amazing. Some of the high-profile celebrities and dignitaries that have attended the parade. And I'm going to let Marshall share a few that we picked up just out of Wikipedia. And then, Professor Rice, if you could add in more, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
And even performers that have been grand marshals, like Chaka Khan has been the grand marshal of the parade, and that was in 2014. So you have celebrities who want to come out to the parade too. But you've also had Dick Durbin, Senator Dick Durbin has been a part of it. Richard Daley, the mayor, has been both the son and the father were part of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
We had Al Sharpton has come in to be a part of the parade, and Willie Mays. It is the Chicago Bulls mascot. We've had Bulls players who have been in the parade, from Scottie Pippen to Horace Grant to various people like that who've been on floats, who come out to just show the kids support and love. It's just a Maya. We've had Olympic athletes who've come in and spent time with the kids and been at the end of the parade route, not just came in for the parade and left, but stayed at the end of the parade route to greet and meet the kids, to make the kids feel that there's something special when a celebrity mm-hmm. or someone like that steps up and says, I'm here to meet you too. Even though it's not just the politicians, of course we expect politicians to greet and shake hands, but sometimes we forget that some of our celebrities can be just that down to earth. They remember their roots, and they stay in participate and give our kids time, and that's so important.
Yes. One of my favorite, I like to look at some of our vintage photographs, our historical photos from the parade.
Yes.
And one I tend to see, it seemed as though Muhammad Ali would come just about every year.
Yes. Yes.
And so those are my favorite. There's one my father took. My father's a famous photojournalist, and he took a photo of James Brown and Muhammad Ali in the parade. They were in the parade in a convertible waving at the crowd. That's one of my favorites. So we've had everybody from Oprah. I mean, like you said, President Barack Obama was the Grand Marshal about three times. You know, these people, they really honor, respect, and love the Bud Billiken Parade. And without hesitation, when we ask these people if they would come out and support it, they without hesitation say yes. Even recently with Chance the Rapper, it was without hesitation. He was honored and happy to be able to do it.
And they said we had things, people like Bernie Mac was there.
Yes.
Paul Robeson, classic. Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington. And people who we're not just talking about off stars. People who are in the height of their being celebrities would take time out, come to Chicago if they were anywhere nearby and want to be a part of this type of celebration. And that's what we want you to do, Chicagoland. This weekend is the time to come out and just be a part of a celebration. It's not going to rain. It's going to be a sunny day. It's not going to be too hot. It's not going to be too cold. It's going to be just right to party and have a good time and celebrate our children and get them ready to go back to school.
Well, you know, you're saying many people of celebrities that have come out in the past and are local people. But I understand, Professor Rice, that you also have some participants from other places around the state and around the country. Is that correct?
Yes, but to give you the names off the top right now, I might not be able to do that, but I know Carl Thomas, a famous performer, entertainer, R&B singer. He's part of the parade, so we're excited about that. You know, you never know. There's surprises, too, that we will have because, you know, we have WCIU as a partner, so they bring different talent out that are connected. It'll be a fun just to come there and be surprised because you never know who's going to show up.
Right. Well, one thing we do know is that a lot of youth groups participate throughout Chicago and even some of the troops that are coming in from beyond the Chicagoland area and around the country. And that's what our children also want to see is their peers participating. And they can dance along with them as they're doing different acts. And it's just a fun affair. You know, what are some of the local groups that, in addition to the South Shore drill team, that we could look forward to?
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about the Martin Luther King Marching Band. They're one of the major participants, and Solid Threat Dance Team. I mean, really fun. I mean, you just love to see the energy of these kids, and their talent is amazing. And, you know, what I love was music to my ears, because I live in Bronzeville, is when I go outside, our office is in Bronzeville also, I can hear them practicing every day in the afternoon. I love it. You can hear the kids in the park. You can hear the drums beating. It's just the best sound ever. Mm-hmm. So we're excited.
And one of the things I love to see is that this parade is more than just Jesse White Tumblers and the South Shore Drill Team. You will see dance groups from throughout the South Side, throughout the city, who will bring their children over. They will dance their way down the parade route. Some of them have more energy than the big name groups, and they will just show you that there's talent throughout this city and there's energy throughout this city. That this is not a city that people are giving up on, but this is a city where people are living and enjoying themselves and being taught, and they're learning things and they're getting better. And we will have such great professionals come out of some of these children who you'll see walking in this parade.
Now, you've also had in the past like Miss Black Illinois and, you know, just I know for the young ladies that are on the sidelines, they like to see the princesses and the princes of, right. of even the of the their peers that are participating. Tell us about the royal court and how they're selected.
Oh, so the royal court, we do different contests. Sometimes there's usually, okay, well, first of all, let's start with how we used to do it. Because, okay. you know, when it was one with the Chicago Defender, they would sell subscriptions. And if you sold so many subscriptions to the newspaper, then, you know, you would, that's how you, you know, if you sold the most, of course, that's how you would be part of royal court, king and queen and so forth. This year we did a t-shirt contest where the students designed a t-shirt and then Chance the Rapper was involved and he chose the t-shirt and so forth. And that's how they were able to get in that way. But these kids, they were so excited. Some of them were just had tears of joy when they won. And it was just a beautiful sight to see.
So tell us, what is the makeup of the court? You have a king and a queen.
Yeah, we have a king and queen, and it's the duchess and duke, and this is about, let me see, about six children in it, and then they have, when they win, we give them, there's a coronation where they get to we celebrate them, and then they have a week of activities. So they get, there's prizes, sometimes trips, depending on what we have going on, but there's especially a group of prizes that the children get and so forth. So it's beautiful. And then they get to ride in the parade, of course, and they on the float, and we get to celebrate them.
Well, also, you just recently had a gala. Can you tell us what that involved? Yes.
Okay, so what was very significant about the gala this year is that we had it back in the building where that we owned for 60 years. In front of the building, there's a street named after John Singstag, my grandfather. And this year, the people that own the building named his office suite after him. So we had an unveiling of the name. And we also, we did a VIP reception, and we talked about the history and all the amazing people that have gone through that building, such as, you know, the Obama family, and, I mean, all the way to Jackson 5 and Diana Ross and anybody you can think of, I mean, royalty, dignitaries, people from, you know, African kings and so forth. Just amazing. The people who have come through that building. And we have photographs of vintage photographs of our royal court, the kids, in front of the building. We have the newsboys and them working in the building. It was just, so we had a slideshow that showed all the history, which was pretty amazing, that went on in that building. And there's a courtyard in the middle, so it was really nice. Beautiful. We had, it was very nice. And what we did was we celebrated our children who received scholarships, and we paired them with companies that are our sponsors in the parade. And so they were able to hand out these scholarships to our kids that are going to great schools like University of Chicago Medical School, my alma mater, which is Hampton University, and places like that. So we were really excited about that. University of Chicago handed out two scholarships. Harmony Health handed out a scholarship to a young lady who is going to school for psychology. We also honored people who have just done amazing things in the community, like Tamara Holmes, young woman who has her own flight school, especially it was very exciting. We had the Broadway and Bronzeville newsboys. They were dressed up in the newsboys garb and they handed out newspapers, the Chicago Defender newspaper, which features a story of about John Singstag and his history. It was really nice.
In Chicagoland, again, the FACT organization, We celebrate volunteerism. We celebrate our communities coming together. And this is what the Bud Billiken Parade is. It's about volunteerism. The people in the parade aren't getting paid, but they are volunteering to come out and to walk the miles just to do nothing else but to entertain us and get us involved, to let us see that there's joy and happiness in this world. And that's what we encourage our communities, and we encourage you to do. Come out. Be a part of the energy, be a part of what's going on. The Bud Billiken Parade, 88th annual. This is a time for Chicago to celebrate.
And we would like Professor Rice to just leave us with a few words.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to continue the tradition of celebrating our youth. We always hear about the negativity going on in media, but this is our one major event on the south side of Chicago where we get to really uplift our youth and their talents, and we encourage them to just be excited about education and just to see the energy of everybody coming out to just do that very thing, which is support our youth. It's just amazing. So I believe this year is just going to be one that no one should miss. We definitely want you to come out and enjoy a great Bud Billiken, an 88th year of Bud Billiken Parade, by the way. That's a big deal. So we look forward to seeing you all there.
We look forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Professor Rice, we'd like to thank you for being a part and taking time out to let our audience know about the Bud Billiken Parade, Chicagoland. We just thank you for tuning in. We also would like to remind you that the Bud Billiken Parade is not the only thing happening this weekend. We also have this weekend at Osterman Beach here in Chicago over on Sheridan, the Beyond the Waters celebration. This is a celebration of free food, kayaking, cycling, and it is accessible to everyone. It's accessible for everyone. There's no one who is differently abled that will not be a part of this. And again, it is Sunday, August the 13th, from noon to 5 o'clock at Osterman Beach here in Chicago. So come out, be a part of that on Sunday, and come out, be a part of Bud Billiken on Saturday. North Side, South Side, all the city will come together this weekend in celebration. Thank you for listening, and good night.